Hello, I'm Leanne Green with a roundup of this week's news. A Cleethorpes woman has been awarded £35,000 in compensation after her gastric bypass surgery went wrong. Rachel Benifer, mother of two, was placed in an induced coma after developing a hernia caused by the surgeon's failure to close an incision properly. Parents of a three-year-old suffering with Lewy Dyer syndrome, a rare connective tissue disorder causing aneurysms through the arteries, are fundraising to send their daughter to America. Alexa Crowther and Ashley Smith of Immingham are hoping to meet with doctors who discovered the condition, which can result in hernias or even death from any fall or sudden impact. The brother of Kaylee Young, who was killed alongside her friend Amy Jones almost 10 years ago on the A46, is taking part in a 13-mile obstacle course to raise money for Brake, a road safety charity that helped his family through the difficult time. Kyle Young will complete the largest assault course in the world on May the 11th alongside his old school friends. 40 new jobs could be created when a Danish energy company starts construction on an operations and maintenance base in Grimsby's harbour. A spokesperson for the wind farm giant Dong Energy said further development work is taking place to consider any issues surrounding the plans. Works to modernise Grimsby's electricity cables are causing problems just days into the 10-week scheme, with motorists being stuck in traffic jams and businesses already noting a dip in customers. A one-way scheme has been introduced to allow Northern Power Grid to improve the town's electricity supply.